What if you eliminated personal property taxes and nobody noticed? By David Stokes. There is a lot of ongoing discussion about eliminating personal property taxes. There have been bills introduced to eliminate them. It's a major topic of debate around the state, particularly in St. Charles County. Personal property taxes are the taxes levied on your car, boat, livestock, business equipment, farm equipment, and more. Thanks to data centers, the business equipment part has become much more important in the past year or so. Missouri indeed taxes personal property more than most other states. I am perfectly fine with eliminating the tax, but people should understand that if personal property taxes were eliminated, the Hancock Amendment would allow local governments to then raise real property taxes by the amount lost in personal property taxes. So, if the state eliminated all personal property taxes statewide, it would likely end up as a revenue-neutral switch where we taxed land and buildings slightly more and taxed mobile assets not at all, while removing a tax that most people find particularly annoying. I think that would be a modestly beneficial switch. I just don't want to sell it as a tax cut. But could counties on their own eliminate personal property taxes? Yes, every county and taxing district in the state could eliminate personal property taxes if they wanted to. They just don't want to, and I understand why. Currently, St. Louis County is the only county that is required to set different tax rates for different classes of property. Revised Statutes of Missouri, Section 137.073, requires every local government within St. Louis County, including cities, school districts, streetlight districts, and so on, to set a property tax rate for each subclass of property. This means that there are different tax rates for residential, commercial, agricultural, manufacturing, and personal property. The requirement to break down the tax rate by subclass was originally intended for the entire state, but eventually the rest of the state was given the opportunity to opt out if their county commission chose to, which every county in the state did. As a result, the rule currently only applies within St. Louis County and, for an unknown reason, the city of Gladstone in Clay County. In the rest of Missouri, every government with property tax authority sets one tax rate, which is then applied to all subclasses of real and personal property. There are a few exceptions to this, primarily cities that have never taxed personal property, such as Independence, but almost all governments outside of St. Louis County set the same rate for all real and personal property. But here is the key. Any county in Missouri can adopt different tax rates for different property classifications whenever it wants to. County officials could require all the taxing entities within their county to set different rates, and then county officials could set the county rate for personal property at zero. But county officials could not tell other taxing districts within the county to apply those new variable rates. Would any of them choose to set the personal property tax rate at zero? Well, let's just say that since this switch was made in St. Louis County, I know of no taxing entity that has voluntarily set the personal property tax rate at zero, other than some municipalities that don't have property taxes at all, such as Chesterfield, or had never set a personal property tax, such as Westwood. What would happen if a county set its personal property tax rate at zero and no other governments followed? In St. Louis County, the county portion of the tax bill is about 5%. It is a largely similar percentage around Missouri, varying slightly, of course. If St. Louis County government set its personal property tax rate to zero tomorrow, the average car and boat owner would see a 5% reduction in their annual car or boat tax bill. That assumes no other local taxing districts got approval from voters to raise their rates at the same time, which would more than offset it. The fact is that unless school districts agree to also lower personal property tax rates, any attempt by counties to end personal property taxes will produce underwhelming results. I still think it would be a good thing. We should tax fixed assets like land and buildings instead of mobile ones like cars. It would be a general improvement in tax policy and remove a minor annoyance for most people. In other words, their annual car tax payment. Let's just not pretend it would be a large tax cut. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.